Here in the same place?
Here.
Same place.
Go back to Purim, Tafshin, Sarah, Gimel. We're up to the two dots on Gimel on the base. Chakrabon. Dinei mamonot b'shlosha, Rebbe omer b'chamisha, kedei sheyigamer hadin b'shlosha. So until now we saw the various approaches that we had to where we get the idea that we need three. We understood this to be either an analysis of the Elohim that appears three times, or ignoring the first Elohim and learning it out from the two latter Elohims in the Parsha of Shemim, and then saying that Ein Beit Din Shakul. But everybody seemed to agree to the Yesod that it's certainly three. Here the Brisa tells us, and that according to Rebbe, you need to have the Neimonis with five Dayanim, Kedei Sheyigamer HaDin B'Shlosha, in order that at the time that you complete the Din, you should have the shofet on the tzad that is completing the din also of three, so that in even having a simple majority, it should be three against two, and that gives you a bezdin of three for the psak of the din, not only for the hatchalat din. So think about what exactly are you saying? Betlasa, what do you mean to finish the din? I mean, does that mean we should have a bezdin of three? I mean, no, to betlasa. Milo Gomar Dina Betrayim, he could still complete the din with three Dayanim having two against one, can't you? No. What I mean is, Mibneshe Gomar Din Bishlosha. You require a minimum of three Dayanim, in other words, the Elohims are referring to the Gomar Hadin. Alma Kasava Tlata Kiksive, the Gomar Din Kiksive. So apparently he holds that the drosha of the three Dayanim is referring to the Gomar Hadin and not to the Hatchalat Hadin. When Rabbi Avu heard this, he just went wild. Gadefa Rabbi Avu, he cursed this out. Elomiata Tehesan Hedrigdolat Vecha Mehavar Baim Lechad Kadeshi Gamer Hadin Beshivim Lechad. Understand? By that logic, then we should say that the Shivim Zikanim that are being referred to are Shivim Zikanim that have to be present on the Tzad. That the Gemar Hadin, we should have whatever those Shivim Zakenim mean, which would mean that we need 141, because after all, you need to have the Shin and the Ephod and the Sanhedrin at the time of the Gemar Din on the Tzad of the Chiyuv. But by the same logic, or a Sanhedrin Kitana would need to have 23 people on the Tzad that is going to be done, so you need a total of 40 L'chamisha, Kedeshi Gemar Hadin B'Shlosha V'Esrim. So now you should have a total of 45, so that on the tzad of those that are paskining, you would have 23. Nobody said that. Ela asvali shivim isha marachmana. It's asvali. Asvali means misha'at asifa shivim. When the Torah says collect 70 people, that's all you have to collect. I mean, you're making now the bezdin has those shivim. Or when it says v'shaftu ha'ida, v'hitzilu ha'ida, that's from the time that you begin the mishpat, shvitat ha'ida, which means misha'at shvitat ha'ida. If that's the case, then hachanami, the same thing would be true in the parashat ha'shomrim, where it says v'nikrav ba'alabayit elo Elohim, means exactly the same thing. V'nikrav, when he comes to the Elohim. The Elohim means shlosha, so bishat krivat, you need shlosha. How could Rebbe, by any stretch of the imagination, be saying otherwise? It's absurd. That can't be what he meant. Elohainu taima de Rebbe was saying something else. He was saying, since the pasuk completes in the Parshas HaShomrim, Asher Yashiyun Elohim, and Yashiyun is Lashon Rabim, so that means that we would have two given right there at the Harsha'ah. So Nemar Elohim Lamata, V'Nemar Elohim Lamala. What he's really saying is, the word Elohim itself is a Lashon Rabin. However, we know that it's always used as a symbol of power in the singular. Bereshit bara Elohim bara Lashon Yachid. So here too, if we don't have any indication otherwise, we would have said that the Elohim, each one of these Elohim is one, referring to one Dayan who represents a concept called Elohim. Mashenkin, if you're using Lashon Rabin instead of saying Asher bara, you're saying Asher Baru, which is what it says over here, Asher Yarshiun. Yarshiun is a Lashon Rabim. So that means that in the context of this pasuk, the word Elohim is being used in the sense of multiples, a minimum of two Dayanim. So that means that when it said Elohim at the beginning of the pasuk, of the Nikrav as well, is also Elohim meaning two. Now the first one we ignore because fine, I'm saying Endor Shin Tachilot, we have three all together. So the latter two Elohims are two apiece. That gives you four. The Ein Beit Din Shakul. Now we also know from the Lintot that we cannot have a Beit Din Shakul. And so Mosifim Aleihem Od Echad, and therefore according to Rebbe, we end up with our Reikan Chamisha. But certainly not the way you understood that if we're referring to the three Dayanim, B'Sha'at, Gemar, Adin, that would bring us to ridiculous considerations about the other Batikim. Why did the Rabbanan argue? The Rabbanan say, well, you're right, it does say Yarshi'un. However, the Torah goes out of its way to indicate that the Lashon of Yarshi'un that's been used over here is not to indicate that we actually mean two Dayanim with each Elohim's. It's simply a Lashon Nofelet al-Lashon. In other words, in the same way that Elohim is Lashon Rabim. So we refer to that individual Elohim as Yarshi'un. The way the Torah notifies us, and to look at it that way, is by leaving out the Vav from Yarshi'un, and therefore read it Yarshi'an. Yarshi'an, even though that too, of course, the Nun, it says, is also tends towards the Rabim. But we understand now that it's a Rabim in the sense of a word. That is, by definition, Rabim, but not really two people. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's very interesting. Rebbe over here is darshaning Asher Yarshi'un, because that's where it's read. The Rabbanan, we said, are arguing on Rebbe, because they said, well, don't look at how it's read, look at how it's written. Now that actually represents a major machlokas that we found in many cases about whether yesh eim lemikra or yesh eim lemasoret. Do we say that the mikra, the way something is read, is the fundamental way of looking at things? It's the mother lode, so to speak, or the mother earth of how we see things. It's the eim, as opposed to the lashon of av that we always use, which is a conceptual aspect, which would always be the top of a thing, of an outline. That's the top. Now it tells us what this thing is like, the model. Aim doesn't mean the model. Aim means just the opposite. It means the load, the place where it comes from. So the question is, what do we look at as the aim? Is the aim the way it's read, or is the aim the way it's written? That seems to be the machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Do we darshan Yarshi'un, or do we darshan the fact that the Torah was written without the vav in the Yarshi'un? And that seems to be a theme that runs through many machlokas. And I can trace, says Rebbe Yitzchak bar Yosef, I can trace many different Mandi Omrim who agree with Rebbe about this, that we look at it the way it's read. So, and Rebbe Yochanan actually said this, and I'm quoting him, Rebbe Yehuda ben Ro'eh, Beit Shammai, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Akiva, Kulhu Svirlohu Yesh Ein Lemikra. All of them seem to hold the same idea. The way something is read is fundamentally how we'll Dorish it. Rebbe, Rabbi Amar, we just said that. Rebbe Yehuda ben Ro'eitz, that's from the following, Netanya. Shalukam, beginning to Rebbe Yehuda ben Ro'eitz, his Talmidim came and asked him, when it says by the Yoledet Nikeva, so it says over there, Utmea Shivu'ayim Kinidata. But it doesn't say Shivu'ayim, I mean, it just says letters, Shin Vez Ayin Yud. I mean, that can be read Shivim. So how do we know that it doesn't mean that she's Tmea 70 days with the same tumor of Nidot? So ekra ni shivim, in which case yochote yoledet nekevat tmei ashivim. Amar lahem. So he answered them. Well, tmei v'tiher bezachar v'tmei v'tiher v'tinkevan. You'll notice that the Torah essentially set up over here a juxtaposition of the yoledet zachar to the yoledet nekevah. So by the yoledet zachar, it talks about 7 days of tuma and shloshim v'shlosha yom. She's going to be tahora. Here it says your word, Shivim. Let's assume for a moment it's Shivim, and that's fine. And then it goes on to say, Vishishim Yom Vishishayamim, which is exactly double the 33. And we have the 66. And here we have Shavua, and here we have Shavua with a Yud Mem at the end. Now, what do you think is reasonable? Shivim or Shvuayim? I mean, it's clearly part of that juxtaposition, in which case I should say, Makishati Herbizachar Benekevaki Flying. So just like when it said 33 days with the Zohar, it set up the juxtaposition to be 66 with the Nekeva. So after Shitimei B'Zachar, the number of Tamei days with the Zohar, which is 1 week, are 7 days. So then the Nekeva keep lying. That would mean 7 plus 7 is Shvuayim. But then Liakashi Yatsu, after his Talmidim left the room, he ran after them. Yatsu Machzir Achrayim. And he said to them, no, all of that is unnecessary. Amar lehem, Yatsem Zikukim Lakach. Shivu'ayim karinam. The Yeshem Lamikra. I really don't even have to establish that. Because we go according to the way we know the Torah is meant to be read, and it's read Shivu'ayim. So he apparently agrees here with Rebbe. Beit Shammai, Ditznan. Beit Shammai Amrim Kol Hanitaninam Al Mizbeach HaKitzon. Shenatznan B'matana Achat Kiper. Any carbon that was meant to be brought on the external Mizbeach, other than a carbon Chatas, and the way in which you bring those carbonates is by pouring the blood on the corners, on the opposite corners, so that when you have a diagonal, the blood will go on all four sides of the mizbeach. So that's two matanot shein arba, because they end up really coming on all four sides. There, if you just gave one matanah, that would be okay. Ubechatat, whereas the chatat, which is put on the top of the mizbeach, on the kronot with a finger, not poured, so there you need four separate matanot. Says Beit Shammai, you would need two matanot as a minimum in order to be mechaper. Beit Hillel Amrim, after chatat shenatanan v'matanah achat kiper, a chatat would be no different, and you could be mechaper also, even with a single matanah. V'amar Ravuna, my time in the Beit Shammai, why does Beit Shammai say that you need two matanot for the korban chatat? Because Beit Shammai darshans the word kronot hamizbeach that appears in the story of the Seir Nasi and the Seirat Yachid and the Kipsat Yachid, each time the Torah goes through and says what to do with this diamond, says put it on the kronot hamizbeach. So if so, we have three times mention of kronot, three times two, kronot is Asher Rabim, Harekan Sheish. Now, it'd be hard to find six corners on the Mizbeach since it's a square. So therefore we'll have to say, according to the rule, that anything that appears in Dinim of Kutchin, unless it's repeated twice, it's not Me'akev. So that means that we have four over here, which is the Mitzvah L'Chatzila, two additional ones, which is Me'akev, and even B'di'avad, you wouldn't be Yotzi. So that means I need a minimum of two, even though it's supposed to do four. So Arba L'Mitzvah, V'Shtayim L'Akev. So he is going according to the way the word is written, the word is pronounced, because kronos is not what's written, it's missing that vav. It actually says karnat amizbeach, if you insist on reading it without the tradition of how to read it, whereas Beit Hillel says, well, no, on the contrary. One of them indeed is kronos, but two of them is karnat. So you have kronos amizbeach, karnat amizbeach, karnat amizbeach, because apparently Beit Hillel holds yesh aim to the masoret, and not to the way it's read. In which case you have a total of four. So that means three of those are L'mitzvah and one of those would be Ma'akev. Huh? There's four corners. Why can't they all just be L'mitzvah? So they aim a kulu L'mitzvah and they're not Ma'akev at all. Oh, come on. I mean, that would mean if you didn't put on any dam at all, you'd still get your kapora. I mean, kapora b'chadilo ashkecha. We never find in the Torah, bring your carbon but don't do anything with it. I mean, you'd still get the kapora even though you wouldn't put the dam on the mizbeach because the dam of an epeshi chaper. So how could you get the kapora without putting any dam? So you're just simply leaving it to us by telling me the mitzvah. I understand that, well, at least one of them I'm going to need. So that's a smara. Okay, so one is ma'ake. So here we find Beit Shammai agreeing with Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon, who also I claim holds like Rebbe, Titania. Shtayim tiokatan v'shlishit afilu tzafach. We know that when it comes to the sukkah, we have a machlokas about what that special halach is that says that one of the mechitzot of the sukkah you can get away with being just a tefach wide. Of course, the height has to be 10 tefachim minimum, but a tefach wide is enough. The Tanna Kamma says two walls for sukkah plus a third wall of a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Amer Shalosh Kiyokatan. No. You need three walls. That would be a real minimum size of a sukkah. And then the fourth wall, you could have a tefach. Now, what are they arguing in? Rabbanan Tzavi Yeshem L'Masoret. Rabbi Shimon Tzavi Yeshem L'Mikra. According to Rabbi Shimon, since the word basukot is pronounced as if it's multiple, so therefore we're going to end up with needing four walls, as we're about to see. According to Rabbanan, it's written without that vav, so you can pronounce it as sukkot. and therefore we end up taking off two of those walls. So here's how it goes. The Rabbanit Zavre, Yesh Eim L'masoret, they say, well, look how it's written. Basukot Teshvu, and Shivat Yamin Basukot, and each one of those is without that vav. So we have two psukim basukot, but written basukat. One pasuk that's written basukot, not really, but that's in the Gemara's Masoret anyway. Harekan Arba. So that gives you one basukat, and one multiple basukot is a total of four. Now, one of these psukim we're going to have to take off because it's needed to tell me the actual din that you got to have skaf on your sukkah. So you're left with actually three. Okay. The halacha l'moshe m'sinai said one of the essential walls for the sukkah can be almost deleted. It's good enough if it's just a tefach. So comes along now the halacha. Atay hilchita yira'ata l'shlishit. It's now minimized, the third wall, and it's now left it with the minimum shear of one tefach, because Rabbi Shimon says, now, wait. That's not how it's read. It's read basukot. So that means we have now six basukot, areikan sheish. If we take off one pesach, as you say, legufe, so then you're left still with four. Now the halakha comes along and minimizes one of those four walls. So atai hilchata girata l'reviit. According to me, it's the fourth wall now that's been minimized and been left with a mere tefach. Look at that tefach. So this means Rabbi Shimon too agrees with the way it's read, just like Rabbi said over here. Asher Yarshiun. He too says basukot. Rabbi Akiva also seems to hold that.
How does the Gemara have different gears on the same Torah? It's not like our big thing is that how we all have the same gears on, but if we don't, so then we don't.
Yes, it says the Ferish on Kaserot Yitzirot, we're not the Kiyan. And everybody knows that we're missing the Kaserot Yitzirot, the correct Kaserot Yitzirot. What?
Nowadays, do other state the Torah is different?
Now it's almost standardized because, almost the same. There's like one or two differences that the Taimanim maintain and so on. But generally speaking, we've all come to agree to the Sefer that was checked against the Sefer in the Azorah, which was the Sefer that was kept in Chalav and so on. So there's, you take a look, by the way, we have it right over here. Rav Mordechai Breuer lists every single difference between that Sefer and this form that are Yadenu or this form that were once being used. But anyway, interestingly enough, I mean, the Rishonim talk about this phenomenon and say that just because the Gemara has it this way doesn't mean we should change any of our Sforim to fit the Masoret of the Gemara.
So there wasn't more correct then?
No, it wasn't necessarily more correct then. And these are, these are ways in which we're sort of being masked the clingers on the boat.
So how would they learn it?
But we'll see, there's alternatives.
Remove them from these things. It should not be possible if there's differences.
Because there's always alternative limudim. You have to remember that limudim are never what they claim to be. Limudim are always a way in which we find in the pasuk elements of what it is that we're looking for, but we start with knowing what we're looking for almost all of the time. Limudim of this type.
Start with the sorrow book.
Right. And then we try to find, so where is this linked basically in this area? Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Minayim, Rabbi Yidam, Shiyatzah, Mishnei Meitim, Shemitameh Be'olah. How do we know? Now, generally speaking, it requires the sufficient dam to support life, and thus to be shayach to death. In other words, death is only possible where life is possible. That's the general rule about all tuma. So nothing that can't bring life can ever be metameh. Ultimately, you need to have real life available. So in other words, an animal cannot be makabel tuma. It's not really alive in the fullest sense. A human being is capable of life, can be makabel tuma as well. Now, the one thing that we have, which is dam, is also matame ba'orah, that has to be dam that's capable of supporting life, which is nefesh, dam hu benefesh again. Nefesh, a minimum nefesh that supports human life is a revius. And therefore, a revius dam, if we find a revius of a mace, is considered to be that which could have supported life and now is not supporting life, and therefore it's shayach to tuma. The question is...
Any blood from the mace?
No, but that will be for later. So the question over here is, what is that a shear in the dam, or is that a shear in the dam of the mace? I mean, let's say that you have dam from two mace. together equaling a revius. And there's no one revius of dam that's afforded a particular human life, but there is the general dam here that is capable of generally supporting human life. So Rabbi Akiva says, the shear of a revius, yes, that's true, but that revius doesn't have to be one person's blood. It could be blood that comes from two people as well. And I'll prove to you from the pasuk. How do I know minayim revius dam? How do I know the revius dam that I have now, which came from two bodies, that it's also a tabagol, shine'emar al kol nafshot meit lo yavo. So we have shtei nefashot. Nonetheless, it's called nafshot meit. So that means the blood that could cause death, but it still came from two living souls. So nafshot meit, v'shiur achat. So one shiur of a meit, but nonetheless, two nefashot. Rabbanan, Rabban said yes, but it doesn't have that vav in nefashot, so you could say that it's saying nafshat meit, nefashat meit. It would be a smichut. So here too, Rabbi Akiva follows the way in which it's read, just like Rabbi did with the Asher Yarshiun. Matkevo Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Wait a minute over here. Mi ikad aresla yesh ein lemikra. You're telling me that there are those who reject the way something is read? And Rashi learns this means literally. In other words, that they will follow the Mesorah and not the Mikra. The Ran learns that this means, would they follow only the Mesorah and not the Mikra? Is that what you're saying? But clearly everybody's got to agree that there's a Yeshem LaMikra, because otherwise how do they know Bosev or Kolov? I mean, V'atanya. B'chalei v'imo. And this is Losev HaShel G'di B'chalei v'imo. Now, how do you know to read that B'chalei? Maybe it means B'chalei v'imo. Right, so if it would mean b'chelev imo, it would be a special iser. There would be no sap on the iser of chelev. You would say that also if you cooked the child in the chelev of its mother, then there would be a special iser in that. So maybe yoko b'chelev, amet yeshem lemikra. No, and nobody argues on there. Nobody's arguing on basar b'chelev meaning cholov. And all it says in the Brisa is, well, look, you have to go according to how it's read. Oh, well. Then I guess we'll have to conclude. Now, we won't really stay with this. But I guess we'll have to conclude that Kulayama Yeshem Lamikra. I guess everybody agrees that we should follow the way the Pasuk is read. And we misunderstood the Machlokas Rebbe Verabbanan. And I'm not arguing about Asher Yarshiun or Yarshian. That's not the point. Rebbe Verabbanan welcome is with you. Rebbe says, Yarshiun Elohim Acharini. Rebbe says, well, when it says Yarshiun Elohim, it's talking about these Elohim, not the two Elohims mentioned here. I mean, we're talking about two Elohim. V'nikrav Balabait Elo Elohim, Asher Yarshiun Elohim. So, I mean, that could be the Elohim here in mention. The Elohim here in mention together is two, indeed. But Rebbe says, no. Asher Yarshiun Elohim, besides what we mentioned. Asher Yarshiun Elohim, these Elohim being two. All right, if these Elohim are two, then it means in the context of the Pasuk, the Elohims being mentioned are each two. So 2 plus 2 is 4. And then the Ein Beit Pinchakel and so on and so forth. Well, the Rabbanan are saying, no. Asher Yarshiun, the Elohim here in mentioned in the Pasuk. We started with an Elohim. The Nikra Balabait Elohim. So that Elohim plus this Elohim is Lashon Rabim, it's Shmaim. And Ein Beit Pinchakel, so you have three, but certainly you don't have four. As far as Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz agreed, Yeshem Lamikra, nobody argued on him, so that's fine. Lo pligi Rabbanan alei. As far as the Machlokas Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, what if that Beit Hillel disagreed and said that the Yeshem Lamasoret? Beit Hillel's reasoning, in which he says that you don't have to have two matanot of the Korban Chatat, is a completely different issue. He was learning out from the following price of the time. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. Now, the Torah mentions three separate times the idea of the kapara that is required for the korban chatas. Again, because we have basically the same chatas that's mentioned in terms of a nazi, and that's mentioned in terms of a yochid once as a kisba, and that's mentioned with the yochid again as a siira, but whether it's a soy or nazi, or a siirat yachid, or a kivsat yachid, all of which could have been derived without needing to say once again v'chiper. So those v'chipers were set for a reason. And what was the reason, Mipnei Hadin? Because the Torah was afraid that we would wrongly conclude what I'm about to show you, which would have forced us to say that perhaps you need each and every one of these matanot on the four corners of the Mizbeach. I agree with you, this four corners mention. That's not the issue. The issue is, how many of them are Lechaper? And here's the din. I would have started off thinking like this. Follow din. Ne'emar damim lamata. Now, all the other karbanos, the karban shlomim that we've had in the karban asher, all of these things require dam being put on the bottom of the Mizbeach. The bottom meaning beneath the chut ha-sikra level. The chut ha-sikra was a red line that was put in the middle of the Mizbeach. Ma'atil bein adamim elyonim min adamim atachtonim. Now we know that even though you're supposed to put shtayim sheim arba, so you have the diagonals of the Mizbeach, nonetheless, because the Torah says the dam zevachecha yishafeh, lashon yapid, yeah, it's one here and one here. Not one here and one here. One here. On the two, yeah, but it comes, ends up, the dam goes on all four sides, so it's called Shnayim Shemar. So there, the Torah says, the dam zavakacha yishafech, to tell me even one shvicha of dam is fine. And that dam is put by pouring, not by using your finger. So it's not really zrika in the same sense. Okay, so there we know that it's okay to give only one. So we could say, just like there, the Torah has told us that giving just one of those two matanot is sufficient. So maybe, so too, perhaps, one matana would be enough lamala. Now, that would be fine, because that's actually what I hold. The problem is that this is not a conclusive din, because I would continue to say to myself, oh, kulak wuderazu. Perhaps we should look at it from another point of view. Ne'amar damim b'chutz v'ne'amar damim b'fnim. Now, we have two separate types of chatzot. We have a chatzot pnimi, which is like the chatzot that's brought for the or for the Kohen Gadol, right? And then we have the chatzot, and then we, of course, we have the ones that are brought on the Yamim Tovim and so on. And then we have the chatzot achitzona, which is the Sayer Nasi and the Yochitz Kispa and Seira. So I should say, now in the same way, ma damim ha'amurim bifnim, just like the damim of all the katzos bifnim, even a single one of those matanot, we learn out from a pasuk from va'asar ka'asher asah, that they are ma'atid. So if chisel achat matanot lo asah v'lo klum, now those are complicated matanot, some of those things, and every single one is ma'atid. Av damim ha'amurim bachutz, so maybe by the same token, a chatas that we find given on the Mizbeach HaKitzon and requires four matanot, chiserachati matanot lo asaklum, maybe we should conclude that it would be useless unless you did everything. So then I would say to myself, okay, well, let's see what's more reasonable. I mean, nirela midomet. We could say it makes more sense to don the chatat HaKitzonah from the asham and the shlamim that are also chitzon. So danim chutz michutz, but then I could argue, maybe we should look at it from a different way. I mean, here we have a special halacha. First, it's a korban chatas. Secondly, you have to put it in all four corners. Albeit on the Mizbeach HaKitzon in this case, but it's very similar to the korban chatas, which is still called a chatas, even if it's pnimit. And there too, you need to have it on the four corners of the Mizbeach. It's a different Mizbeach. It's the Mizbeach HaKitzon, but still, it's arba kranot. So does it make more sense to compare a chatas to a chatas, and to compare four kronot to four kronot, than to compare a chatas to a shlamim or an asham? And therefore, don't bring a proof to me from the dam that is brought on the bottom of his beach by a carbon shlamim, she'ein chatas, which is not called a chatas, and there's no din of arba kronot. And so because of this, I would not know how to conclude on my own what the din would be about kapara. I would tend towards thinking that actually all of them are done from Ma'akeh. That's why the Torah has to say the Kippur these three times to be Marbe Kapara despite my having left something out. So Talmud Lomar, the Kippur, Mipnei Adin, because of that thing. A, Kippur Apo Pishalon Datan Al Shlosha. D, Kippur Apo Pishalon Datan Al Ashtayim. C, Kippur Apo Pishalon Datan Al Achat. So the Torah is marva three additional kaparot to tell me, look, you can get away with a kapara that's less. And even a kapara that's less than that. And even a kapara that's less than that. So I've taken away now three out of four of the matanos, and I'm left with one that's ma'akev, and has nothing to do with Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasoret, and therefore we get out of the problem of the Makhlot Spechama Dekelel. You say everybody agrees that Yeshem Lamikra.
Is one of these words that he verified as Korban Shamim? No?
No, we have Soyer Nasi, we have Soyer Ibisirat Yachid, and Kisrat Yachid.
All the Torahs.
But isn't Nasi Pneem?
No. Nasi is not Pneem. As far as Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan with the Schach, we don't have to say that the Machlokas is in terms of reading Basukot. Maybe Bahaplegi. Maybe everybody agrees Yesh Eim LaMikra, and actually it's Basukot. Except that Rabbi Shimon holds the reason we've got that extra pasuk is because he says, "What you don't have to use one of those psukim to tell me Schach. Sichacha lo boikro." Because the meaning of a sukkah is schach, not the phanos. In which case, the extension is to the phanos, but the essential meaning is the schach. I don't need a pasuk, a separate pasuk to tell me we need schach. Rabbanan sabre, sichacha, boikro. But in order, we'll have to use one of those sukkim to tell me schach. So that leaves us only, one of those limudim, rather, to tell me schach. Leaves us only three, comes along the halacha, and it's bigarat al shlishit. Okay, as far as the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan about Napshot Mate, that doesn't have to be a machlokas about Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasoret. Maybe they're arguing in the following, but hopefully it. Rabbi Akiva Sava Napshot is Roshon Rabin, and therefore it means even blood that comes from two separate individuals. Tarte Mashma. The Rabbanan Sava, no, of course it's a Roshon Rabin, but not because it means blood from two people, it means Napshot the Alma. In other words, any individual of all those people out there with Nefashot, I'll call Napshot mate. Meaning, but obviously it's still one mate, so it's one Nefesh of one mate of the available Nefashot. That's all it means. Napshot the Alma, Mashma, of the Nefashot out there.
We have to re-explain all this because of this.
Because of the Chalei
Mo. It
would have been if we don't seem to have another marker for it. Because everybody agrees that we read it B'chalei Bimo, because of how it's given over to us to read.
The fact that it's written over three times doesn't make it, we have to follow three times.
Well, no, we're, that comes to only other elements. The Yisr Bishol is the Yisr, you know, the yeah, I don't know, how would I know? As far as, so okay, so far we've seen to conclude everybody agrees Yesh Eim LaMikra. Says the Gemara, but that's not true. The Kulei Alma Yeshem LaMikra. Now you're pointing, everybody agrees Yeshem LaMikra, but we know that that's not true. Because how about the famous, I mean, L'Totafot, L'Totafot, L'Totafot. The Torah mentions Totafot three times. Twice in the two parshas of Shema, and once in the parsha by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now, that's a total of, it says Rabbi Yishmael, that the first two are written without Vav.